From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A deadly explosion in the eastern Chinese port city of Ningbo. Reuters' Pascal Davies reports.
A big blast in China rocked neighborhoods in the eastern Zhejiang province on Sunday. At least two people were killed, according to officials. Rescuers carried the many injured away from the debris. State news agency Xinhua says the blast happened at a factory in the coastal city Ningbo. Shattered windows were reported in buildings almost a mile away from the site of the explosion, according to Chinese state television. According to the newspaper Zhejiang Daily, several buildings collapsed in a nearby residential area, already cleared of people. Police told Reuters the area had been marked for demolition. The cause is not known, but CCTV said it was not a gas explosion. An investigation is underway.
The death toll in the hundreds still, with over 100 injuries, and Egyptian authorities are still responding to Friday's deadly mosque attack in the Sinai Peninsula. Shouting Allahu Akbar, or God is great, militants opened fire. In the resulting stampede, worshippers found that the exits were blocked with burning vehicles. In the end, 305 people, including 27 children, were gunned down and 128 people were injured. Eyewitnesses say that the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. The attack targeted the mosque frequented by Sufis, members of a mystic movement within Islam. Sufis are seen as heretics by the Islamic militants. This is VOA News. The airport on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open Sunday despite the ash from Mount Agung. The volcano has sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. The decision to delay or divert flights is up to individual airlines. Saturday was the second time in less than a week that it was active. The latest activity on Saturday created a bigger ash cloud than the initial episode on Tuesday. Bali is a major tourist destination. A top official in Afghanistan has come under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors from other regional countries to fight in Syria. The deputy Afghan chief executive Mohammad Mahik made the controversial statement during a trip last week to Tehran. His remarks were recorded on video and aired and reported by Afghan media, prompting critics to take to social media to denounce him and call for his removal from office. While addressing an international summit in Tehran of scholars from Iran and other Muslim nations, the Afghan deputy chief executive is shown praising a major general who commands foreign operations of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. Australia's latest blueprint for foreign policy says the greater self-reliance is needed as a country prepares for a world in which the U.S. retreats and China becomes more powerful and unpredictable. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Opportunity, security, strength are the three words on the cover of Australia's latest foreign policy document. The white paper is the first since 2003 and sets out Canberra's global strategy for the next decade. Its blunt assessment is that China is challenging America's position as the dominant force in the Asia-Pacific region. The policy blueprint argues the US will remain crucial to Australia's national security, but says Canberra must build even closer ties to Beijing. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull believes Australia must adapt to an evolving world order. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
An artificial earthquake caused by a North Korean nuclear test in September reportedly caused buildings to collapse and killed scores of people, including school children. That's according to South Korean media. On September 3rd, North Korea conducted its sixth nuclear test, successfully detonating a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb, one that could fit into an intercontinental ballistic missile. The blast produced two shallow earthquakes where North Korea's nuclear test facility is located. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.